Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. If you were able to listen to last week's episode of Cross Encounters, you would have heard me describe a story about a man we met in a hotel bar in Lithuania. Now I'd like to tell you the rest of the story. There were four of us pastor types who were in conversation with this fellow. And later we were joined by a stag party of all things, and the conversations went on for a couple of hours. Eventually, everybody decided they were tired and it was time to say goodnight. So we all went off to have a good night's sleep, and I didn't think any more about it. But the next morning at breakfast, I just happened to be sitting next to one of the conference speakers who couldn't wait to tell me a story. From the moment he sat down, it was obvious that he was dying to tell us what had happened to him. He began by saying, "You're never going to believe what happened to me this morning about 1:30 a.m. I was asleep in my bed when I was awakened by an intruder who was coming into my room." He continued, "I immediately jumped up out of bed. I ordered the man to get out of my room. But the man replied to me in a strong Lithuanian accent, 'This is my room.' He said they spent several moments yelling at each other, 'This is my room! No, this is my room!' Eventually, he was able to shove this unwanted intruder from his room, slam the door, and bolt it behind him. As he told us this harrowing tale, he described the man, and it became obvious to me that the man who had barged unwanted into his room was the same man we'd been talking to in the hotel bar. When I explained to him what had happened to us the night before with this same fellow, we both had a good hearty laugh about what had happened to him. If only my companion at breakfast had declared to his unwanted guest that he too was a pastor, I'm sure the intruder would have immediately converted to Christianity or died of a heart attack. This true and to me amusing story reminds me of the words of Jesus found in Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 35, where Jesus says, "Stay dressed for action, and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or the third watch and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Readiness and action characterize the life of a disciple of Jesus. Now, wedding feasts could last up to 7 days, but the master's servants would be disciplined, and they would be eagerly awaiting his return. And when the master did return and found the servants dressed and ready for action, he would reverse the roles, and he would wait on his faithful servants. The master rejoices with the faithful servants who have carried out their callings by keeping the thieves away, by remaining vigilant, and by accomplishing the tasks that the master had asked them to do. And so it will be when Jesus returns. Will he burst in on his sleeping church to find it unprepared and unresponsive? Or will Jesus find his church disciplined, active, and seeking to serve his name? The world does not expect Jesus to return, but his church should be ready for his return at all times. Jesus Christ is coming again. Be ready and be eager to welcome your master. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. As we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is still day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour comes, support us by your power, and receive us into your heavenly kingdom, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.